Nolte, number of Americans saying nation is on the right track jumps to 20-year high. By John Nolte on March 17, 2025. Polling from far-left NBC News shows that since President Trump's triumphant re-election, the right track/wrong track number has jumped 17 points to a 20-year high of 44%. The survey question is both straightforward and revealing. Some variation of, do you believe the country is headed in the right direction or the wrong direction? As of today, per NBC, 44% believe the country is on the right track, the highest it has been in this poll since January of 2004. This measurement has never received the focus it deserves. I've been watching it for at least a dozen years and mostly watched it dive into the territory we saw last November after 4 years of Joe Biden. 66% wrong track to 27% right track. Those are dismal numbers. This number imploded during former President George W. Bush's second term and recovered only sporadically, usually with the hope that comes from electing a new president. According to the Real Clear Politics, RCP, average poll of right track/wrong track polls, this number has not been right side up for nearly 15 years. Looking at this number in the early days of 2015 when the specter of yet another Bush-Clinton, Jeb and Hillary, presidential election threatened, this number told me people wanted change and wanted it badly. Never would I have guessed a Donald Trump or Bernie Sanders would emerge as national political figures, but I was not surprised. On top of the NBC poll, the RCP poll of polls shows a similar jump since Trump's re-election. Back in December, the average on this question was minus 37 wrong track. Today, it's only minus 9, a jump of 28 points. This shows a growing optimism in the country, which is always good, and all the credit should go to President Trump's bold and decisive leadership. For 20 years, Democrats and the legacy media attempted and nearly succeeded in making certain issues much of the country agreed on off-limits. Among them immigration, all this transsexual nonsense, DEI, pro-free speech, cancel culture, tariffs, ending the war in Ukraine, any cut to the federal government, sacred cows like the Department of Education, mass deportations, removing men from women's sports, pushing for cheap energy over green energy, deporting foreigners who come here to stir trouble, and on and on. What Trump understood is that most of these are 80-20 issues, meaning 80% side with him while the 20% are left-wing radicals who control the Democrat Party, academia, Hollywood, and news media. This allowed them to create a phony reality that the 80% were in the minority, all alone, and bigots. Trump broke right through that and is finally governing in a way Republicans like myself have waited our whole lives for. Normal people are watching a return to normalcy, common sense, and law and order, and this fills them with hope for the future. Already, inflation is cooling, gas prices are easing, mortgage rates are headed in the right direction, egg prices are down, and we no longer feel as though we risk everything by saying what we believe. Above all, Trump correctly understands that the only thing that will bring the country together is success. No amount of mealy-mouthing statements about diversity, no amount of racial pandering, and no amount of compromise will bring America together. That's all bait tossed out by the regime media to undermine the Republican agenda. Rather, it is peace and prosperity that will bring us together. And that can only be accomplished in a country that operates on merit over identity. 99-cent eggs, $2 gas, illegal criminals removed from our apartment buildings, illegal workers no longer stealing our jobs and housing, girls' sports for girls, the return of our manufacturing base, and middle class, and the freedom to tell a joke without losing your job. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.